You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Two Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 729, Mayberry Mountain People. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Head over to Weavers and check out. They just got in the blue, the royal blue version of the Mayberry Union High t-shirts. We got long sleeve t-shirts. We got short sleeve t-shirts. And we also still have the ash gray t-shirts as well. Oh, and you might want a sweatshirt. Depends on where you live. They got sweatshirts in the blue and in the gray. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check them out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producers of episode number 729 are Larry and Ann Granger. We have the Patreon patrons of the week for 729 is Eric Lowry, and thank you to Chris Merrill. He is our high sheriff of Two Chairs No Waiting for 729. Folks, thank you all for your donations and support of the podcast. I appreciate that. If you've been able to do it, thank you. If you haven't, I still thank you. But I really appreciate all these wonderful folks that do that. And who am I? I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting. And it's great to have you here to talk about Mayberry and the Andy Griffith Show and just everything connected here on the podcast. So I hope you enjoy hearing it as much as I enjoy talking about it. So here we are, episode number 729. Now, starting back in the early 1980s, the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club began publishing a newsletter. And over the years, there have been, you know, hundreds of stories and articles that have been written and published in the official newsletters. And they've had several names. It started off as the Bullet, and then the, you know, eventually it was the E-Bullet was the main one. But they also kept the paper one going with the Pocket and the Button. And I'm sure there's another one that I'm missing, but we've had so many names for our newsletters that were the official newsletters from the Rerun Watchers Club. But there were so many stories on there going all the way back into the early 80s that I asked Jim Clark, the presiding goober emeritus of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, if it would be all right if when we do the Weavers newsletter, which is now the kind of de facto official newsletter from the Rerun Watchers Club headquarters area, that it... if it could republish some of the old stories, because there's so many people that have joined the Rerun Watchers Club or become familiar with it long after that original start time back in the early 80s, late 70s and early 80s. So Jim said, yes, it'll be fine. So in the Weavers newsletter for April of 2023, that'll be coming out on the 4th of April, so by the time you hear this, it should be out. It is going to contain an article in there called Mayberry Mountain People. That's where the name of the podcast came from today. And that's what we're going to go over and talk about. And I think you're really going to enjoy this because the Weavers newsletter I've enjoyed being a part of it and starting to help put it together now that Jim has kind of stepped away. And this month, as I said, is the April. It's the second one that I, your humble host here, had to start being the writer, editor, you know, whatever. I write it now. So I'm the one that does it because Jim is kind of, he's stepped back after 40 years of doing newsletters. He stepped away and I stepped up to try to do it. So we're going to go over some of the Weavers newsletter, but I'm really going to skip around because I really want you to subscribe to it. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com/newsletter and you can get to the Weavers newsletter if you don't subscribe. But if you subscribe, this should have showed up in your mailbox. And one of the great things about this is, like I said, we're able to do this new replace some of these stories, right? so that you guys can see them and be a part of them. So this first one is Mayberry Mountain People, and it was written by Ken Beck. So if you remember who Ken Beck is, Ken Beck, he worked with Jim Clark in writing so many of the Mayberry books that have been available over the years, from the Andy Griffith Show book to Mayberry Memories to many others that Jim and Ken have collaborated on. And he wrote this, and it was featured, get this, guys, in The Bullet, Volume 1, Issue Number 2, that was published on March the 18th, 1983. 1983 is how long ago this was. So even if you read it back then, I'm pretty sure you don't remember it. But please remember, as we go through these stories, that this is a story from 1983. So there's going to be, I guess, some stuff on there that's not current, but it should be a neat look back into that time frame. So I'm gonna play this little background music to play while I'm talking. There we go. This is the VW Boys. So thank you for the background music, and we're gonna start going through this story. So remember the hillbillies folks of Mayberry? Sure you do. Who could ever forget the mountain patriarch Briscoe Darling and his four handsome, musically inclined sons and sweet smiling daughter, Charlene? Oh, and that wild man of the hills, the brick throwing Ernest T. Bass? Well, where are they now, and whatever happened to the Mayberry Mountaineers? Here's a little follow up from 1983, guys. Briscoe Darling, alias Denver Pyle, has left the mountains of North Carolina for the flatlands of Hazard County. And now, instead of four sons, he's got himself a peck of trouble with four nephews and a niece. Yeah, that's right. He's Uncle Jesse on the Dukes of Hazard. Of course, between Sheriff Andy Taylor and Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane, I had to say it that way, Denver Pyle passed through a whole passel of TV series. Among his TV critics are Tommy, The Doris Day Show, and The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams. Roscoe P. Coltrane, by the way, was played by James Best, who also portrayed Andy's guitar playing buddy Jim Lindsay on The Andy Griffith Show. Pyle, though, is really from Rocky Mountains of Colorado. He was wounded in World War II off Guadalcanal. He then returned stateside to study drama. His early roles were with Buck Rogers and Gene Autry in their TV series. Top film credits of Pyle include Bonnie and Clyde, Five Card Stud, Bandolero and Shenandoah, and The Man Who Shot Liberty Vance. Now, for the boys, as Mr. Darlin often referred to his four fun-loving sons, the Darlin boys were in real life the Dillards, a bluegrass band fresh out of the Ozark Mountains. And the quartet left their hometown of Salem, Missouri, and headed across the country to Hollywood, where there were numerous breakdowns along the way, though, and the Dillards had to make a few stops to earn a little traveling money before they reached their destination. Eventually, they hit the Ash Grove. It was an L.A. bluegrass club where the four played while an Elektra Records executive sat in the audience. He liked what he heard, and soon he offered the Dillards a recording contract. I mean, that's literally how it happened, guys. They got there, and it was like a day or two, and they had a contract. You know, that's not how it's supposed to happen, but that's how you want it to happen. But anyway, back to the story. At about the same time, the Andy Griffith Show was looking for a bluegrass group to play the Darlin Boys. The Dillards auditioned, and, well, they got the role right on the spot. The original Dillards were made up of brothers Doug and Rodney Dillard and their friends Dean Webb and Mitch Jane. Doug now has his own bluegrass group, the Doug Dillard Band, while Rodney still leads the Dillards. Dean Webb still is in the group with Rodney, while Mitch Jane returned to Salem to become a writer, a quite successful one, according to Doug. In fact, one story of Mitch's, Old Fish Hawk, has been made into a movie. Doug, meanwhile, has recorded quite a few albums and has one new one coming out this spring. Rodney has come out with Earl Scruggs on a single, Sitting on Top of the World. The brothers still jam occasionally, and they are close friends with John Hartford, another Missouri native, and ex-Bird member Gene Clark. Doug Dillard also has been featured in a couple of films lately. He appeared with Bette Midler in The Rose, and he was in Popeye as, you know, what else? A banjo player. He also did most of the banjo music for the movie Bonnie and Clyde. The Dillards and Doug's band both work out of Nashville, but both also return frequently to Salem. Doug is fond of his memories of the Andy Griffith Show and says, quote, being on that show was probably the highlight of my career, end quote. He can only recall one line that the brothers ever spoke on the show, and that was, great beans, Aunt B, after Aunt B had fed the boys at the jail on one occasion. Margaret, Maggie, and Peterson played the darling sister Charlene. After the Andy Griffith Show, she did a few feature films, but most were small roles. And we don't know just quite what she's doing these days. Remember, this is 1983. They didn't know yet what Maggie was doing. This is very interesting to me. Back to the story. And as for Ernest E. Bass, he was played by Howard Morris. He was a regular on Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows, and he has portrayed all sorts of characters other than the cantankerous yet hilarious Ernest T. Most recently, he was on the Mary Tyler Moore's variety show as a regular performer. He is now in New York, where he is quite successful as a producer and director of commercials. His most recent film work was in Mel Brooks' The History of the World, Part 1. His feature film directing credits include Who's Mining the Mint? With Six, You Get Egg Rolls, and Don't Drink the Water. As writer, director, actor, and comedian, Morris has received platitudes for his work in all fields. Nowadays, he's specializing in directing TV commercials, where he has won Clio and Andy Awards for his excellence from various advertising councils. You may have seen his handiwork in commercials for such giants as McDonald's hamburgers, Jif peanut butter, Kmart, and Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And finally, we have Bob Denver, well known as Maynard G. Krebs on Gobie Gillis and is the star of Gilligan's Island. He once appeared as Charlene's husband, Dud. He's still acting and just recently starred as a chemist in NBC's The Invisible Woman. I didn't remember that. Oh, and by the way, Alan Hale, who played the skipper on Gilligan's Island, also played Mayberry farmer Jeff Pruitt on one Andy Griffith Show episode. Hale can still be seen playing occasional guest spots on television. Mayberry's mountain folks keep on climbing. So there you go, folks. That is a article from 1983 from the Bullet. And I just think that was a really cool story to find out. You know, back then, Jim Clark, Ken Beck, those guys, they didn't even know everything about the cast members. You know, they were, I guess, still learning, still finding out stuff. And I just think it's really cool that they found them. Now, when you're in the Weavers newsletter, you'll be able to read that, and you're going to be able to see other cool things like barbershop hairstyle prints that are for sale over there. You can check out the Mayberry Effect documentary. You can check it out over there. So definitely head over to Weavers and check it out. Folks, there's a really fun thing that one of our members that is here on the podcast did for us. And I want to show you this. This is an ad that they sent in for us to put in the Weavers newsletter that I thought was a lot of fun. And it's an ad for Mrs. Wellington's School for Girls. So here's what it says. Does your eligible daughter still have baby fat? If so, contact Miss Wellington's School for Girls in Raleigh and start your young lady on the road to refinement. We guarantee our service can turn her into a lady that certainly most likely become charming. Not to mention our money-back guarantee on the removal of baby fat around her knees. Miss Wellington School for Girls is now accepting candidates for the next year's school year. Candidates that look like Benjamin Franklin or have long teeth like a beaver are kindly invited not to apply. Miss Wellington's is proudly endorsed by Henrietta Swanson and her award-winning daughter, Darlene. So, guys, look in the Weavers newsletter. I'm trying to put some fun things in there like that as well. Quotes from people that have maybe bought stuff over the years. It's also got the event calendar information in there. There's a kerosene cucumber t-shirt in there. And I added to it the a quote so that of Barney saying, it's basically a quote from Barney. It says, Barney Fife says, shoe fly. He's dead because it's an Aunt Bee's kerosene cucumber shirt. So anyway, go and check it out. You can go to weaversdepartmentstore.com/newsletter and you'll see it there. There's a link on weaversdepartmentstore.com. If you just see, there's a link on imaberry.com that take you to it as well. So, another thing that was in there that might be something of interest to you is the Aunt Bee's cookbook. Head over and check out Aunt Bee's cookbook because, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. Maybe this is a good Mother's Day gift for you. Head over and check out and get your hardcover by Ken Beck and Jim Clark. So that's another tie-in. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. I think that's kind of fun. There's a lot of stuff in the Weavers newsletter. Let me just hit up a couple of things here in cast and crew. So let me get the music going again. There we go. A little music in the background. So this is news of cast and crew. So let me hit, I want you to see this. This is this was fun to come up with. So Ron Howard, Opie, continues to be active as an executive producer, and as first-time director. Wow, I know that last statement is hard to believe, but according to IMDb, the film called The Shrinking of Treehorn, releasing in the fall of 23, will be Ron's first time directing an animated film. Wow, first-time director, Ron Howard. Ron is also producing and is in his second and is his second Netflix movie. So he's also producing that and directing it. And it's his second Netflix movie following Hillbilly Elegy from back in 2020. Treehorn follows a young man who begins to shrink in size, which largely goes unnoticed by his parents. You know, he starts happening after he plays some kind of a strange board game. Anyway, so Ron's having fun. He's doing something different. The man's a very creative person, so he's always doing something. Imagine Entertainment, founded by Ron and Brian Grazer, continue to develop feature films and television series that are too numerous to miss. Many of them are in talks and haven't quite made it to production stage yet. So Weavers will do our very best to keep you informed of what's coming up. Now, there's a really cool picture in here of Bryce Howard, Ron's daughter. It says Bryce gives her brother Reed a haircut just before New Year's 2022. Ron said, quote, Bryce is good. She trims what's left of my fringe whenever the family gathers. So Bryce Howard gives him a haircut from time to time. So folks, there's so much stuff that's in here that I've gone out and tried to pick up. We talked about Rodney Dillard, so I'll mention this one as well. Rodney Dillard, the guitar player in Darling Boy, and his bride, Beverly, celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary in March. You know, they also celebrated the 60th anniversary of the Darlin's first appearance on the Andy Griffith Show. So those mountain folks just keep on doing stuff. The Dillard's single, Earthman also hit the number one spot on the bluegrass song charts in March. So their music is still keeping folks' toes a-tapping. So you can check out more if you go to rodneydillard.tv, and you can find out tour dates and all kinds of stuff. Folks, there's all kinds of other information in the Weavers newsletter like this. If you enjoy it, go and check it out. I'm not going to read it all to you. There's chapter news. Folks are telling us how their chapters have been doing, and they send in pictures. So it's always fun to see our Mayberry chapters meeting. One up in Colorado, the Colorado Fishing Hole Whistlers up in Colorado Springs, they actually met and had about 45 people in a 13-story building complex all got together for an evening. And we've got folks with the Blood Brothers doing some nice things, delivering packages to folks who take care of people in nursing homes and stuff. And they also headed up to the Grand Ole Opry and got to see Sean Dietrich perform. So go and check out the Weavers newsletter and find out all that's going on around Mayberry. All right, so that's all I got for you tonight on that. So let's do some Mayberry trivia. You ready? So get out your pencil and your paper, and here comes the music for that. There it is. By the way, somebody was telling me, oh, how many people you got helping do all the sound and everything? It's just me. So when it messes up, it's all on me. It's all my fault. All right, is everybody ready? This is trivia time. Trivia time. Let's see our chat room. We'll check out and see how they say they're doing. Here we go. Question number one. True or false question. Aunt B liked ice cream and sugar in her coffee. True or false? Aunt B liked ice cream and sugar in her coffee. True or false? I'm not going to say whether she did, but that sounds like what I'd like because I don't really like coffee. But if you put ice cream and sugar... put enough. If you just put ice cream in there and no sugar or coffee, I'd like that. That would be good. All right. True or false? Aunt B liked ice cream and sugar in her coffee. The answer is that's false. That's false. I don't know what she liked in her coffee, but evidently not ice cream. Probably maybe sugar. All right. Oh, come on. Question number two. If you don't get it, I don't know what to say to you. Name one of Floyd's last names. Name one of Floyd's last name, and the barber is not a last name. The barber. Name one of Floyd's last names. I'm not going to give you too much time on this. You can name them both just to make sure you can get them. But the answers are... it was Floyd Colby and Floyd Lawson. Floyd Lawson is the one that I do, is Floyd Lawson. All right. Floyd Colby, we've decided Floyd Colby was the first Floyd, you know, the older one, played by Walter Baldwin. All right. Number three. What was Barney cooking in his room when he was evicted? Bulb snatcher. What was Barney cooking in his room when he was evicted? All right. What was Barney cooking in his room when he was convicted? The answer? It was chili. Oh, Mr. Fife. Mr. Fife. Bulb snatcher. All right. Number four. In the Jailbreak episode, Alan Melvin plays Malloy. What is Malloy's first name? Ooh, that's kind of hard. All right. In the Jailbreak episode, Alan Melvin plays Malloy. What is Malloy's first name? All right. So this is a little hard. So I'm going to give you multiple choice on this to see if you can get it. Was it Joe, Hank, Doc, or John Boy? In the Jailbreak episode, Alan Melvin plays Malloy. What was Malloy's first name? Joe, Hank, Doc, or John Boy? Okay. The answer, Malloy's name was Doc. Doc Malloy. Doc Malloy. There you go. All right, so that was question number four. Question number five is true or false? True or false? The drugstore had the best selection of soda pop in town. True or false? I know this one. All right. The drugstore had the best selection of soda pop in town. True or false? Well, I'll read it one more time just so you get there. The drugstore had the best selection in town of soda pop. The answer, that's false. That is false. That was question number five. So number six is, in Mayberry, where could the best selection of soda pop be found? I already got you thinking about it now. Oh, I see in the chat room somebody answered it in the last part. I see it. Good job, Emmett Clark. All right, in Mayberry, where could the best selection of soda pop be found? Where could it be found? In Mayberry, where could the best selection of soda pop be found? The answer is Wally's. Wally's serves it. Oh, it's Wally's. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could have had a Nectarine Crush, but I just opened this Huckleberry Smash. All right. Number seven. What was the deluxe special at Morelli's restaurant? Ooh. What was the deluxe special at Morelli's restaurant? All right. What was the deluxe special at Morelli's restaurant? The deluxe special. All right. No, not what did it cost. What was it? Folks in the chat room. All right. So I'll tell you what it is. The answer is pounded steak a la Morelli. So pounded steak a la Morelli. So if you got pounded steak, I'm giving you that. Okay. So it was pounded steak was the deluxe special at Morelli's. All right. Our final question for the evening. Who was the shy lady that Barney walked to church on Sundays? Who was the shy lady that Barney walked to church on Sundays? Who was the shy lady that Barney walked to church on Sunday? I think you got this, but I'm going to give you the multiple choice. Was it Sue Gribbs? Was it Sue Gribbsby? Blah. Sue Gribbsby. I don't feel like I'm saying that right. Was it Miss Rosemary? Was it Mary Snyder? Or was it Ellie? Who was the shy lady that Barney walked to church on Sunday? Sue Gribbsby? Miss Rosemary? Mary Snyder? Or Ellie? All right. So the shy lady that Barney walked to church on Sunday was Miss Rosemary is who it was. All right, so it was Miss Rosemary. I don't know. Somebody in our chat room said Miss Pendlecraft. I don't know who that is. All right, guys, that is our questions for the evening. So you had eight questions. How did you do? Did you get most of them? Did you get them all? Did you have fun? That's the main goal, right? So we want to have a good time here in Mayberry and just enjoy ourselves. So, all right, guys, that is it for the day's show. And I hope you had some fun. You got to go back in time a little bit and find out what was happening with the Rio and Rutgers Club and some of the cast members back in 1983. I think that's pretty fun. And then we had a little bit of trivia fun. And folks, the Weavers newsletter, be sure and check it out. There'll be links in our show notes so that you can go to it. If you forget how to get there, it'll be there in our show notes. It should be out by the 4th of April, which should be when the podcast comes out. So you should have it all at the same time. All right, guys, I would love to hear from you. It's always fun to hear from you. You get to hear from me every week. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or just however you'd like to get in touch with me. I would love to hear from you. Voicemails are great, by the way. We've gotten some voicemails recently from one of Don Knott's nephews. We're going to be playing that pretty soon here. We got some other voicemails, so be watching in the next few weeks here. We'll be playing some of the voicemail episodes and get to some of the listener feedback from all of you. Thanks again for everything you do, and thanks to all our patrons over at Patreon. They keep this podcast rolling, and I want to thank everybody who donates or spreads the word about the podcast. You guys are all awesome, and I really do appreciate it. So just keep up the good work and get out there and spread the word. Spread the Mayberry spirit around. I talked past my end of my music, so I'm continuing to talk. Folks, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.